the first comprehensive mechanism to clear Zimbabwe's debt, the accelerated arrears clearance debt and development strategy, was done by the Minister of Finance in March of 2012, then led by Honorable Tendai Biti. And last year, the current Minister of Finance, Patrick Chinamasa, went to Lima in Peru and he presented a strategy not to clear the debt, but to clear the arrears. And, you know, listeners must always understand the difference here, that we have a principal debt, but we also have arrears. And unfortunately, our arrears are much bigger when compared to other components of the debt stock, particularly the principal amount that is owed. Now, what is important to understand here is that the negotiation that Minister Chinamasa did in Lima was to clear about 1.8 billion of the 2.2 billion that is owed to multilateral creditors. And particularly, these are the creditors of first choice to Zimbabwe, or preferred creditors, if you want to call them that. That is the IMF, the World Bank, and the African Development Bank. And this is then before Zimbabwe goes to then ask for debt forgiveness from other creditors.
But how significant is this?
It is only significant for Zimbabwe's debt, or even its arrears, to be cleared only if that this one, number one, does not interfere with the normal provision of basic social services, which basic social services the current government cannot even meet at the moment, including even just basically paying your own civil servants. Number two, if the clearance of arrears is meant to unlock new funding, it is only significant to the extent that the new funding is guarantees that it does not go back to the abuses that some of us in civil society have seen over the years, that money has been borrowed on behalf of Zimbabweans and has not been used for the benefit of Zimbabweans for whom it has been borrowed. So clear mechanisms for borrowing, clear mechanisms for spending the money that might come in after clearing the arrears is what we need to do. And by this, I mean putting into force and effect Chapter 17 of our National Constitution that talks around how the management of public finances must be done.
Chairman of the United States Senate on Foreign Relations said that lines of credit to Zimbabwe should be opened only if there is meaningful progress in the country's democratization process. What is your take on this?
I agree totally with that thinking, because Zimbabwe has been a pariah state for a very long time. Now, there is no reason whatsoever on this earth for anyone interested in re-engagement of Zimbabwe to divorce the outstanding issues around Zimbabwe's democratization. In fact, Zimbabwe's democratization itself would be incomplete if it does not take into account the political democratization as well as the economic democratization. In fact, the two put together would define the political economy of Zimbabwe's transition into a full democracy. Now, it would be foolhardy for anyone to assume that the very same regime of President Mugabe that was there when these arrears were accrued, the very same regime that was there when restrictive measures were imposed because of the human rights record of Zimbabwe, it would be foolhardy for anyone to think that the very same regime, minus any reforms of any nature in the political system, minus any reforms of any nature in the economic system, can be trusted with handling finances of that magnitude in terms of billions.